I would just add that I think a bunch of people mentioned, I think the key step is just understanding that we're separate from the mind. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing watching everybody in the world and how few people are able to make that first step. And everyone's so attached to that and understanding that they are the mind. Mm-hmm. Well, once you can do that, for me, the experience is just to watch more and more and be aware of my mind and what it's doing and to catch it. And even when you think you have that solved, there's still a lot more tricks that are being played. And I think we all have certain biases. So when I'm trying to make a decision, I'm always trying to go beyond the mind. But even then, I have certain biases where a certain decision is going to make me feel more comfortable based on my political views or whatever it may be, and it's hard to get beyond that, but I find that watching myself and watching my mind more and more helps me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is very hard when you are in an outside world of business and competition and I call that self-dignity. Self-dignity is to choose what gives you peace more than to choose what does not give you peace, even if it appears to be a better choice. In the long run, always the better choice supports your gain because you support it. You see, in the world they don't do it this way. They support that part hoping that it brings them peace. But in this type of approach that we are doing, once you support your peace, which is the same as silence, and silence is God, that priority somehow begins to support your decision making.
ویجی میگه که خیلی به این اشاره کردم، ولی برای من خیلی مهم بود که شروع کنم که این فاصله رو ببینم که من ذهن نیستم. در دنیا میبینم که همه فکر میکنن ذهنم و خیلی بهش وابستم و سعی میکنم که تماشا کنم که آگاه ذهن باشم و کلک هایی که میزنه و معاوراش برم، اما در دنیا میبینم وقتی میخوام تصمیم بگیرم یه تصمیم های بیشتر مثلا به عادت هم و
برای اجتماع سخته که باید با اجتماع پیش بری، باید با این
سخت میگه آره سختی وقتی که بیرون توی بازار کار میکنی، توی بیزنس با رقابت. من به این میگم خود دیگنیتی. چی میشه به فارسی؟ خود
احترام به خود.
احترام به خود یعنی اون چیزی رو انتخاب میکنی که برات صلح میاره بیشتر از چیز دیگه، حتی اگه اون چیز دیگه به نظر اجتماع یا به نظر
بیاد صحیح در بیاد. و همین انتخاب تو باعث میشه که انتخاب صلحی که کردی باعث میشه که پشتوانه تصمیمت بشه،
به جایی که در دنیا که میخوان که سوال رو پیدا کنن،
نه
میخوان که
آره برعکس دنیا
برعکس دنیا